Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillahi nestaînuhu ve nestağfiruhu. Ve na'ûzu billahi min şurûri enfüsinâ ve min seyyiâti amâlinâ. Men yehdihillâhu fela mudille lehu ve men yudlilhu fela hâdiye lehu. Ve neşhedü en lâ ilâhe illallah vahdehu lâ şerîke lehu. ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, today the 12th of June in Evans Park, Juma, will discuss about tilawat of Quran, importance of Quran. Firstly, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Iman. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah jalla majdahu for making us from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam. As explained previously, that Quran Kareem has got certain rights over us. Tilawat of Quran, ta'zeem of Quran, tabligh of Quran, tazkiya of Quran, and tadabbur of Quran, understanding of Quran, the tilawat of the Quran, the respect of the Quran, mannerism attached to the Quran, the propagation of the Quran, and how via the Quran we can get purification, elevate our spiritual status. Remember, Quran Kareem was revealed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim that you see in between the surahs, technically speaking, is not part of Quran Kareem, but it comes in the narrations. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala hum ajma'in should say that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then we knew now a new surah has started. That's one point we have to know. In Surah Namal, yes, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is part or a parcel of Quran Kareem in the story and the incident of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam and Bilqis. But the others, as I've explained, denote the separation of these surahs. Ulama-e Ikram have written that it is essential in a locality there should be someone who knows how to read Quran Kareem. Number one. Other ulama have written that it is essential in the locality that there should be someone who is hafiz of Quran Kareem. Fortunately, in South Africa, that we have got in every area, village, town, city, numerous hufaz, to such an extent that, sadly speaking, that if the hafizes come to salat regularly, then we'll have quite a good congregation. Quran Kareem, we recite it, we will be rewarded. To read it is meritorious. You will get a lot of sawab. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that for reading Alif Lam Mim, we will get rewarded separately for the alif, for the lam, and the meem, and you will be rewarded 10 rewards each. Now when Quran al-Kareem is recited outside Salat, there is a different reward. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that when you read Quran al-Kareem in Salat, obviously a person in Salat, that he'll be in wuzu. So that means he's reading Quran al-Kareem in wuzu, in Salat, he will get rewarded 100 times. And if a person reads Quran al-Kareem outside Salat, standing, if he's in standing in Salat, he'll get reward 100 times. If he's sitting in Salat and he reads Quran al-Kareem, then he gets 50 rewards. Outside Salat, he reads Quran al-Kareem with wuzu, 25 times the reward. And a person reads Quran al-Kareem without wuzu. Remember, you can read Quran al-Kareem without wuzu. The law applies with wuzu to touch Quran al-Kareem. But if a person, many people do not know this, they think that, okay, I got no wuzu, therefore I cannot read Quran al-Kareem. That's wrong. That you got no wuzu, yes, in the halat of janabat, that you are in major impurity, then you must not read Quran al-Kareem. But if you are in need of only wuzu, you can read Quran al-Kareem. You read Quran al-Kareem, 25 rewards. Then respected elders, without wuzu, 10 rewards. And if you listen to Quran al-Kareem, then you will get a reward. If you listen to Quran al-Kareem, alhamdulillah, these days Muslims listen a lot to Quran al-Kareem. Those days also they were listening to Quran al-Kareem, which is stated, if you look at the history of Islam, that in Darul Arkam, that is the house of Arkam in Makkah al-Mukarrabah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should gather every night. And obviously there is no lighting there. There is no bright light how we have got it. There in darkness, Sahaba, Muslims, they should come there and listen to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading Quran al-Kareem. And there is a lengthy incident, someday I'll narrate it to you, how the enemies of Islam, they should secretly, without allowing the next person to know, they should go and listen to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Quran. And then they should come out and clash and meet and say, oh, what you went? Where you went? So, no, I went there to listen to Quran. And they should pledge to each other, that take a pledge, we won't go and listen to Quran al-Kareem. And if we are seen there, then Islam will spread. Obviously, what was the situation? They were going and listening to Quran al-Kareem, all covered up. Nevertheless, respected elders, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, that just as water rusts the iron, then the heart also gets rusted. Meaning that it becomes soiled and dirty and unclean. And the cleaning agent for the heart is remembrance of death and tilawat of Quran al-Kareem. Zikr, remembrance of death, and recitation, making tilawat of Quran al-Kareem. Ulama ikram say very clearly that minimum we should be reading at least 100 ayat per day. For a hafiz, it is written that minimum they should be reading 3 paras a day. For an alim who is not a hafiz, minimum para a day, meaning juz a day. And for those who are not ulama and hafizes, minimum 100 ayat a day, that will inshallah keep the spiritual level quite high. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated about a house where Quran al-Kareem is recited, that is a living house. And a house that there is no Quran al-Kareem, that is like a dead house. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that on the day of judgment, now referring to the hafiz, the Hafiz will be instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read. And the parent of the Hafiz status will increase as long as the Hafiz keeps reading and reading, the status of the parent will increase all the time. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the Hafiz, his parents will be made to wear a crown that will be brighter than the sun. Can you imagine the status of the Hafiz on the day? However, another hadith says the Hafiz will be allowed to intercede for 10 people. So people generally misunderstand this. They say, I am okay, my son is Alim. Whereas the hadith in completion, when you look at it, states the 10 people who are destined to go to Jahannam, that Hafiz will be allowed to intercede for that person. So first of all, one is classifying himself as Jahannami, and then say, I hope the Hafiz will intercede for me. Whereas a Muslim should rely on his own iman and his own amal, and not rely that my son is a Hafiz or my son is a Morana, etc. No, you should be worried, listen, with my own iman and my own effort, and I do not require someone else to drag me out of Jahannam and put me there. These days, respected elders, we forget the fact that the hadith is talking about the one who reads the Qur'an Kareem, memorizes Qur'an Kareem, studies Qur'an Kareem, and regards what is halal as halal and what is haram as haram. Unfortunately, there are many who read Qur'an Kareem, understand Qur'an Kareem, but they do not worry about the injunctions and commands of Qur'an Kareem. They do not regard halal and haram as haram. Then the benefits of the Qur'an Kareem recitation is not applicable. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated that the best interceder for a person will be Qur'an Kareem on the Day of Judgment. And the Qur'an Kareem will serve as a shield for a person in the grave and in the Akhirah. So daily, not only wait for Ramadan to come, then because everybody has now opened Qur'an Kareem, then we also open Qur'an Kareem and study and start reading. Respected elders, set aside daily, morning, after Fajr Salat or before Fajr Salat, after Isha or before Isha, then you read Qur'an Kareem and read also those surahs which have got tremendous amount of virtues and benefits. While we're talking about recitation of Qur'an Kareem, tilawat of Qur'an Kareem, hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala who narrates that the best person is the one who learns Qur'an Kareem and teaches Qur'an Kareem. Now fortunate are the ulama ikram, fortunate are the ustaz, and fortunate are the apas who teach Qur'an Kareem and they learn Qur'an Kareem. There is so much virtues in that, that only when we close our eyes will realize how much it is. And fortunate also, it will be applicable to those who go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and during talim time they learn surahs, revise surahs. They also fall in this category that when they in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they sit for talim, then they learn and teach and revise and rehearse the Qur'an Kareem. They also come under this hadith because they are learning Qur'an Kareem, teaching Qur'an Kareem, studying Qur'an Kareem. It is essential for every Muslim to learn how to read Qur'an Kareem properly, correctly. Unfortunately, what happens that because we come out of madrasa, then we have got a tendency of forgetting, that we don't want to read Qur'an Kareem correctly. And the only solution, respected elders, these days, this is the age of technology, that we want to use the cassette, the CD, MP3, the video, all this. Those are permissible methods. But the best method is, you have to have a teacher. When you have a teacher who is listening to you, who is correcting you, who is helping you, who is aiding you, then you will be able to learn how to read Quran Kareem. That is why you should utilize the services of the ulama in your locality, the imams of your masjid, that you feel maybe shy, I'm so big I can't read Quran Kareem. I am aged, I can't read Quran Kareem. But be rest assured, if you convince your imam that listen, I come regularly for Fajr, teach me 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes. Then you will be in no time, within 2-3 months, you will be able to learn Quran Kareem, how to read it properly. You will be able to be on your own and enjoy reading Quran Kareem. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated that reward is for the person who reads Quran Kareem, and double reward is for the person who has difficulty in reading Quran Kareem. Meaning the person who battles, the person now he reads Quran Kareem, and because he does not know how to pronounce, he does not know the sifat and the makharij, he does not know all this, when to make hunna and when to make kalkala and when to pull the mud and all that, he doesn't understand this, and he does not even know how to pronounce properly, but he is battling, he is having difficulty, it is tedious for him, but he is still at it, he is still reading, he is still trying. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated double reward for that person. Why? Because he is making so much of an effort. Ulama Ikram has stated that if you want to improve your eyesight, then read Quran Kareem. Read Quran Kareem, the eyesight will inshallah automatically improve. Obviously, you are looking at the kalam of Allah. You are looking at the speech of Allah. Here, our research is showing that compared to other scriptures, you see, other scriptures have come down to the various other Anbiya alayhi salam. The Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, the Quran Kareem, these are the major. Now if you try to look at history, then you will find that the Nabi that got the book, he was a Hafiz of the book. But his followers, they are not Hafiz of the book. We, alhamdulillah, we are in that position that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one getting the wahi, he is the Hafiz, and now there are literally hundreds of thousands of huffaz available. That's one point. Secondly, that the Nabi of that time of his book, Torah, Injil, Zubur, he was able to read. That means out of memory. And his followers had to look in the book and read. We have got this virtue and superiority that we do not have to necessarily be a complete hafiz. You know 10 surahs, 20 surahs, you, without looking at Quran Kareem, you are able to read Quran Kareem. There is a lengthy narration in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Hafiz Imaduddin talks about the discussion between the souls and the interview of the soul of Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam says there that I would like to be in the ummah that reads a kitab without looking in it. He says that I am prepared to give up my nabuwat. Why? Because I would like to be amongst that ummah that reads a kitab without looking at it. Who is that? Us, ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we read Quran Kareem without looking at it. Alhamdulillah, these days we also have a lot of qiraat jalsas too. Like tonight we are having in Ridgeway. However, about qiraat jalsas, those of you will see on my website alislam.co.za, I have written something about this. That it's permissible to have these jalsas, number one. Secondly, that when the qari is reading, then there are certain brothers who want to woo the qari or coax the qari, and they want to tell him that wawa, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, maratan ukhra, and start praising him. Basically, you are trying to tell him read it again. Now this was not the practice of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. They listened to Quran Kareem and they were conscious of what they are listening to. there's a narration in Hilya which is quoted in Hayatul Sahaba, which we have translated in volume 4, that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked his son Hazrat Amir that where you went away, perhaps his son was not available, going away somewhere in the night. So he asked his son that where you went last night, where are you going in the night? So his son tells him that, oh my father, I went to such a gathering, at such a high, noble, lofty gathering, that they were reading Quran al-Kareem, and one of them should go in an ecstasy and go in the hall in a condition of ecstasy and fall down. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala told him that, listen here, I have listened to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Quran. I have listened to Abu Bakr read Quran. I have listened to Umar read Quran. Nothing like this was happening. No one was going into ecstasy and falling down. And because first he told his son, stay away from there. When his son, he realized, was not accepting his rationale and reasoning, so he told him that, I've listened to Abu Bakr and Umar read Quran, nothing like this was happening. So who had more fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The people who are reading now, or Abu Bakr or Umar? So from now onwards, you stay at home. Basically, that you should listen to Quran al-Kareem, but no such thing as chorusing and no such thing as coaxing, all that. Also, we generally don't understand what the Qari is reading. The Qari may be discussing and maybe reading about the angst and the pains and the punishment and the torments and the trials of Jahannam, and you're telling him, whoa, what a thing, read it again. And the Qari may be saying that lanat on the curse upon the liars, and you say, oh, what a good thing. So you are not conversant to the language, and you are telling the Qari, do this thing. So we should abstain. Also, that for the ladies to come out in the evenings, I am not happy about that. Ladies' role, basically, if they were allowed to come out, they were allowed to come out for Faras Salat. We are generally saying, and nowadays you got transmitters and every other thing, so to encourage ladies to come out for these sorts of activities, to listen, they can listen, sit at home and listen via the transmitters. So our responsibility, read Quran al-Kareem, make tilawat of Quran al-Kareem, and also respect Quran al-Kareem. It is stated in one hadith that a person who reads Surah Al-Waqiyah before retiring to bed, that inshallah his house would not be visited by famine or poverty. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that. How, when he said that? It is stated about Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had about 13 daughters. In the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Khilafat, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his deathbed. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought him money and told him, oh, Abdullah ibn Masud, that take this money, become owner of it, so that when you die, it will come, it will be part of your estate, and your daughters will benefit from it. That is when Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that I have heard Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that he who recites Suratul Waqiyah before retiring to bed, that house will not be visited by famine or poverty. Have full yakin, do it and see it works, respected elders. Then he told Hazrat Usman, I have taught my daughters to read it. They read it, and if we also have full yakin, Allah will also help us. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of these, and make it possible for us to be with Iman, stay with Iman, live with Iman, die with Iman. Inshallah, Mawlana is here, make a few announcements, then we can read our sunnahs. وآخر دعوة الحمد لله في